We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Dalad Amud Beis, and we are beginning in the middle of the Amud. The first word on the line is Nosan, and we are starting from Rav Shimon v'Rabbanon. Now, the Gemara said right now, the Be'etzem l'kuli yama yesh eim l'mikra. And now we have to re-explain the Mechleikasin that we had before, where we had five shitas told yesh eim l'mikra. We had Rebbe, Rav Yehuda ben Royetz, Beis Shammai, Rav Shimon v'Rakiva. So we already took care of the first three, and now we're going to explain with the Mechlekes of Shimon the Rabbanon and Rav Kiva the Rabbanon, and explain that even though we all l'kuli yama hold yesh eim l'mikra. So Gemara says, Rav Shimon Rabbanon, b'hapligi, Rav Shimon Savar. So the Mechlekes of Shimon Rabbanon was, if you need three full walls or two full walls. And we said the Mechlekes was because Rav Shimon Old says Sukkos three times, because each one is yesh eim l'mikra, so it's six. They take off one Sukkos for Lagufe, and the other two are for four walls, and therefore the Malkum of Sinai downgrades it from four walls to three walls and a tefach. And the Rabbanon held with sukkah, sukkah. So what's the machlekes now? So Rav Shimon Rabbanon b'hak pligi, Rav Shimon sava schach aloi be'ekra. You don't need a pasuk for schach, and therefore you're left with four walls, and the Malkum of Sinai downgrades one wall, so you need three full walls and a tefach. Rabbanon sava schach aloi be'ekra. Echnam, you have four left, but one is for the schach, and the other three are for the walls, and therefore when the Malkum of Sinai downgrades one, it's two full walls and a tefach. Are you going to ask me that if you need a pasuk, Rabban saying one of the sukkos, the second two sukkos are four together, one's for schach, so what was the first sukkos that was a gufe? What is that telling us? You know, schach and the walls from the second two words are sukkos, sukkos. So what do you need the first sukkos, the gufe, what's a four if there's no schach and no defonis? So the Chusha Ran and the Yad Ramah asks his kasha. The Yad Ramah answers that the first sukkos would mean, legufe, means that you have to sit in the sukkah. The only problem with that is, if you don't know what a sukkah is, it doesn't mean you have to sit in the sukkah. Ayin Shom, Ayin Kedusha Aran, they are bothered by that. But Akaponim was saying now, so really there's three sukkos equals six. Take off one legufe, the other two are four. Rav Shimon says they're all for the walls, and therefore the Lachem Mishnah just downgrades one, so you need three full walls and one tefach. Rabban hold, one of those four are for schach, you're only left with three. And with three, the Lachem Mishnah downgrades one of them is two and a tefach. What about the Kivir Rabbanon? They'll argue by Nafshe Sameis if you can mitzarif the Revias down for two meisim. Rav Kivir Rabbanon, b'halke pligi, Rav Kivir Savar, Nefashos Tarti Mashma. And therefore, it's two, and both you can be mitzarif from two Nefashos, two different dead people, the Revias down. Rabbanon Savri, Nafshos Ta'amma Mashma. Vala Nafshos, read it, Loshen Rabbim, because that's in the Mikra. But it's going on Nafshos Ta'amma. Like Rashi speaks to Avlo Oilom Chodam Mashma Elo Hachkamar Al Achas Mikol Nafshes Meshiva Oilom Lo Yavoy. Nafshes means Nafshes in the world, like all the Nafshes in the world. Not that I'm saying one Nafshes per Avias, but on all Nafshes of the world, you have this halacha. But we're saying Lemaisa Avada with the Kuliyam Yeshem LeMikra. Freit the Gemara, is that true? The Kuliyam Yeshem LeMikra. But Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. It says three times in the Torah the Taita fights. It says, one time it says, "Ukshartem lois ayadecha ve'otoyta fois beinenecha." That's in the parasha of Shema, the first parasha of Shema. The next one, "V'samtem es tevarei eila alvavcha v'navshchem ukshartem oisom lois ayadecha ve'otoyta fois beinenechem." That's in Vahoyam Shemaya. Then you have in parashas Kaddish v'yikiriyacha, you have also Vahoyam lois ayadecha u'otoyta fois beinenecha. And the Gemara says that one of them is Malay. One of these three, Toit Tafas, one of them is Malay, which is Toit Fais. Between the test and the test is above. So Arekan Arba, the Rebbe Shmuel, because he darshens Yeshem Lemesiris as well. So the first two, Latatfas, doesn't say the Vav. The second one, the third one says Toit Tafas with the Vav. So the first two are one, the next one is two, altogether four, the Rebbe Shmuel. That's how you know you need four parashias in the Tefillin. You need four parashas in Toit Tefais Be'enecha. You need four parashas, four boxes for the four parashas. It's not one box like the Tefillin Shayad. It's four boxes when it comes to Tefillin Shereish. How do you know it's four boxes when it comes to, you know, four compartments when it comes to Tefillin Shereish? From here, from Tatvas, and Toit Tefais. The Farshma bothered that in our Torah, it's not exactly spelled this way, but Tosfos has different kasha. He says, what does the Vav between the two tests have to do with anything? That's the extra Vav. That doesn't mean anything more. It's the end. The Fais would make a difference, not the Vav between the two tests. So Taisa speaks out Tosef Maslo Tatva says Teimod Liksiv Vav Bein Pei L'Tof Bekulu. It's all between the only time it says the extra vav between two tests. V'yash Mefarshim he says Meshum Dechsiv Ul Taitefais Megarim Vav Dereish Teiva Masim Masayv Teiva. You move it from there to there. V'darshim and this is what you do. You move in one place to another place. That's what he says in the Tosfos. Back upon him. The Rabbi Shmuel learns that how you know four boxes by the tefillin, four compartments of tefillin shereish, from tatvas, and toitafois, harei karaba. Because the darshins yesh aim lemesiris. The Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, ain't it tzarech? Tat bekas v'shtayim. You don't need. You have different drasha that it means four, because tat in the language in the place called kasve is two, and pas b'afriki also in the place called afriki, it's shtayim. So that's the number four. What do you see from here? Derev Shmuel is Yashem L'Masaris. We finished saying now L'Kuli Yami Yashem L'Mikra because we had a Kasha of Basav Chalov. So we said L'Kuli Yami Yashem L'Mikra. Here you see there is a Mandi Yama who holds Yashem L'Masaris. And that Mandi Yama is Derev Shmuel who says that the first two Taitafais, you read it Tatfas and only means one. So Gemara says, Avadi, you're right. No, I'm changing my mind. L'Olam Pligi. There is such a Mandi Yama called Yashem L'Masaris. Anytime the pasuk is different, you read it different than the Masoris, there is a drasha. And therefore we'll go back to all the other machlokes, taka machlokes, Yashem Mikra, Yashem Masoris. Because sukkos and sukkas are different. It's the Masoris is without the vav, and you're reading it with the vav. So anytime it's different, avada is a machlokes, Yashem Mikra, Yashem Masoris. But the kasha was, the loisav ashel gedi b'chalevi moi, may means b'chelev. So there, since it's not spelled differently, it's the same word, chelev and cholov are spelled the same way, so then you go with the mikra. Avahai, chelev v'cholov, the chiyadodinin are the exact same thing, or you can read it, cholov v'chelev, the chiyadodinin are the same thing, they're spelled the same way, then you say yesh eim l'mikra. Then you say yesh l'mikra. Break the Gemara, kasha, but still not true. Aye, it says, by oyle regal, it says, that Shalish Pam Bashani Yera'eh calls a chukas for Adonai Hashem. You can read it Yera'eh, and you can read it Yireh, and still there we see we the Shaila in the Drasha, and we still say there's a tzatis we darshan yesh aim limesoyres because there afraid of our kasha v'arei. It says in that pasuk Shalish Pam Bashani Yera'eh calls a chukas for Adonai Hashem like Yisrael, and it says Yireh. You can read it Yireh. Or the way we read it is Yera'eh, but it's the same spelling. The Chiyadolidinu, they're both the same spelling, Upligi. And still the Machloikis Tanoim had a darshan this. There is a Tana that says that you also darshan the Mesoris of Yira. The Tana you learned in a Braisa. Yochan Badavoy Omer, Meshum Rabbi Huda Ben Tema, that Asuma Ba'achas made of Potter Menariah. That Asuma, in one of his eyes, is Potter from being Oyle Regal. Shunema, how did he know this pasuk? How does he know it's this halacha that if you assume echas made of that you're potter? Shenema, it draws it like this. It says from the etzem mesoyres it's read yira, and the kri the mikra is yira'eh, and we dash in both things yira and yira'eh. Keder rech shaba, just like Hakadosh Baruch Hu comes lirois, and that you learn from the word yira'eh means because yira'eh means you're showing yourself to Hashem. Hashem sees you. Just like Hashem comes to see the person, you have to come to be seen, and therefore you're coming to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be the same way. Just like when Hashem comes to see the Yidin by Ula Regals, which they ain't of, is the full Riyah. Hashem doesn't have eyes, but Kaviyachol means he comes with a full Riyah. Like the Pasuk says, Einei Hashem alekecha ba, we find that Hashem comes to see with all his eyes, with a riyah shlema, af le'ra'ayis, that also, when the Shechina comes to be seen, aydei adam has to also be shtein of, so he darshins yira and yira'eh, that just like the yira'eh is aydei Hashem with both his eyes, the same thing, the yira, when you see Hashem, you also have to see with two eyes. Therefore, one eye, if you only have one eye, you're puzzled. You don't have to be oil or regal. So what do you see? Darshan, both the mikra and the masaris, even when it's the same word. So it's back shver by chelev and cholov. You should darshan also chelev. And the chelev is also be usher to cook chelev with basar. Elam Rachav Rei Derav Ikom Akra Lo Yisavashak Di'i. He says Loshem Bishol Derech Bishol Asa Torah. You're right. You could have read it Chelev also. Cholav and Chel. The thing is that only by cholav it passes bishul, because cholav is liquid. It only passes, only cooking only applies to something that's liquid. But something that's chelav, which is something that's fats, you don't cook in fat. You can make, you can do tigun, you could do frying, but you can't cook, and that's not called bishul. And therefore, we know it's a vashla gadi. It has to be cholav and not chelav. That's the drasha. Both Rashi and Tosis will learn this way. Look at the beginning of Tosis. Uvechelev ain't a bishul a tigun kibesh kuntres. It's not. It's only called a tigun, not a bishul. So that's why we know that it can't be talking about chelev. It has to be a cholav. And Lamaisa, we're going back to Avada, Ismachal Yashayim Mikra Yashayim Masaris, every case. You're right. There's always Yashayim Mikra Yashayim Masaris. Why? By Lo Sivashi B'chalev V'moy doesn't mean Chelev, because Chelev doesn't pass, doesn't apply Bishul B'chalev. Now, Agav, it's a big Shaila in Hilchos Basa V'chalev, is frying a form of Basa V'chalev D'araisa. We know cooking is Basa V'chalev D'araisa. Tzli is a big Shaila, we're also passing that way as D'araisa. What about Tigun? What about frying? So the Prima Gaon means right from this Rashi and Tosfos that Tigun is not called Bishul, and there won't be an Isser de Araisa of Bishul Basa V'chalav in such a case. Ayin Chom, there might be nafkaminas for different things. For example, cooking classes that you go, you're not eating it, just cooking it. Is that a problem when you're frying? Ayin Chom in the Paiskim.